Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Revere Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I'm very excited to be hosting and co-hosting this podcast entitled Hashtag I Am Revere Beach with Dan Calloway and Ari Williams. But I'm also thoroughly convinced after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell that we are all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and our own hometown from which we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Revere Beach, Hashtag Revere Beach Pride. Every week I read something from the Revere Beach Moments by Deborah Hall McCullough, talking about the moments of Revere Beach and many who have paved the way as a part of our history. And so this week we're going to just share a little about William Boone Darden, Protect and Serve. William Darden was the first black police chief in the state of Florida and the first black police chief in Revere Beach Police Department. He was also one of Florida's most powerful Democrats. William was raised on Rosemary Avenue in West Palm Beach by an aunt after his parents died. His lifelong ambition was to be a detective. He paid his dues and was a trailblazer for black people in Palm Beach County. William served in World War II as a special army police officer in Europe. In 1948, he became the first black officer to join the West Palm Beach Police Department. During that time, black police officers could not arrest white people. Racial segregation was written into the law of the city of West Palm Beach, city charter. Black police officers were only allowed to protect and serve black people in the city. In the 18 years that William worked at the City of West Palm Beach Police Department, he advanced from street officer to becoming the first black detective in 1952 and first black lieutenant in 1960. He became the highest ranking black officer in the South and in the United States. He later left the department, he said, because of racism. William retired from the police department in West Palm Beach Police Department in 1965 and became an investigator with Florida Rural Legal Services. However, when riots concerning Palm Beach County school desegregation erupted at Suncoast High School and spilled into the streets of Revere Beach in 1971, he stepped in as peacemaker. 3 months later, William was named the City Chief of Police for the City of Revere Beach. William visited schools in Revere Beach and spoke to the students about the importance of going to school and getting involved in community. He ran for Palm Beach County Sheriff in 1976. His support was strong. He ended up losing the race to a candidate in the runoff election. He was trying to become the first black sheriff in the state of Florida. William retired from Revere Beach Police Department in 1983. William was one of the most influential Democrats in Florida. He said he became involved in politics as a young man to protect his job. He made his way through the hierarchy of the Democratic Party and in 1980 was elected to the National Executive Committee. The same year, William was named in a Sun Sentinel survey as one of the 8 most politically powerful people in Palm Beach County. He was able to get more participation in voter registration from younger males and worked closely with the White House during the administration of President Jimmy Carter. William was a professional, friend, and peacemaker. Civil rights activist Dick Gregory came to Revere Beach to honor him. And that is our Revere Beach Moment from Deborah Hall McCullough. And so with those thoughts, we want to get started with our podcast today and welcome Mr. Dan Calloway and Mr. Artie Williams. How are you both doing today?
Just wonderful, wonderful.
Great.
I'm doing great, Seth. Thank you.
Well, I think the background and remembering Boone, that just wonderful because of I'm one of those people that was not only very close to him, but when I was in high school at Roosevelt, he attended all our games, and he always talked to the young people in school. And actually, at times, he bought our lunch. People didn't have any money. I know that. And I was a part of the group that went out, and that was my job. Herman McCray appointed me. He said, you need to find our chief going to take Lenny Cottrell place after the riots at Suncoast. And I suggest Cyril Lawson. Then said, oh, no. I said, no, I got to go talk to Boone first. See, Boone was working in Belgrade, was investigator for the migrant workers at the time being. And I didn't know whether he wanted to come and take that responsibility. But they were having those basketball tournaments at the auditorium before they changed the auditorium where the Jehovah's Witness bought it. And he said he thought that was a great idea, especially when he said, if I thought he could do it, he could do it. I think we even should have something named after Boone or statute. I mean, because not only the person, law enforcement, but a person, a lot of things. And Boone was a people person. That's what I have to say about that. So where we are in the program here, Artie?
We're just going to talk about StarNet. Ms. Calloway, talk about our first upcoming event, which is Thanksgiving, that we're going to be doing our Thanksgiving food giveaway on Thursday, the 24th.
Well, I just got a call 30 minutes ago, and you ran it down, a guy named Matt. I'm quite sure his name. He's from Singers Island. He said Bill Contol told him to call. He want to volunteer to be on one of the lines that you're going to establish or serving the food because of a motel who will not be here. And he may get a little lost trying to come off S Avenue. He's going to get off of Blue Hair and come to S Avenue and come to 28th Street and then come on down to 29th Street right in front of RJ and the Christian School. So it's going to be a little... You will have somebody out there looking and to tell people how to come around the back and park in the parking lot and come in. I think that most everybody come in from the west door, is that right? Are they coming in from the southeast door up front? But anyway, we have to have somebody out there. Huh?
Yeah, we will have both doors monitored. So either way they come in, we'll have somebody to guide them through. To come on inside to help out.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that most people don't know your parking lot for Lindsay Davis is really in the west side of the building. That's where the parking lot is. That's the only parking lot. And a lot of people park out there on the street, on 29th Street. That's not the best. But if we have somebody out there when they see a car and people looking, go up to them and ask them, are you coming in the building? And then you got to bring a couple of shirts. He's a 6 foot, over 200 pounds, so bring a double X and an X. See, I told him that everybody is going to have the shirts, which this is the first time we bought all those shirts, and we want all our servers to be dressed alike. Can you handle that for me?
Oh, yeah, I make sure I have them in my car. I got them now, so I make sure I have all the shirts that we need to give out to our workers. We handed them out already so people can come prepared, and we're going to be able to hand out something when we get there. And just to give the address for the people who don't know where Lindsay Davis is, it's located at 1550 West 28th Street. So in the area.
You know
so
what I think you need to do? See, I didn't know the address. I mean, the number. I can tell you where it is, but sometimes they'll be me looking for the number and put it in the GPS. I think you need to call Bill Conto and give him the numbers, the address. See, Bill Conto will know how to come there. But if you've never been there, right in front of a R.J. Henley Christian School and just walk right across the street, there it is. So if you give him the number of the building, then the guy can come. Because we don't want people to come and just be circling around and get a little disgruntled and leave us, because we need all the help in the world. We'll take care of that. You will take care of that. Let me go back now. Explain to the listening audience, because we were supposed to have Charles Lee, the guest, and he left to go up last week. He lives out at Iron Horse to spend time with his mother for Thanksgiving. And his mother, I think, is about 8 years of age, and I told him, you can't miss that.
Let me correct. I think he said she's turning 96, I think he told me.
96, well, good. See, that's more important than anything. Did you tell me that he is, with all that snow and everything, he's gotten sick or cold or something?
Yes, he said he got up in that weather and didn't treat him too good. He said he ended up getting sick, so today he's in bed. He said he apologized and he would definitely make it up to us on another occasion. We would have him on the show again in the future, but he's not feeling well, and he apologizes. We'll get him again.
Well, the most important thing I need to listen on is to understand, 2 months ago, just said 2 months ago, it might be 9 weeks, it could be 7 weeks, but I said 2 months ago, Ed Walker, one of the kids who grew up in Federal Garden and everything, and he introduced me to Charles Lee. They call him Chucky. He's an avid golfer, and, of course, he had me out at the Iron Horse for breakfast. And he had already Googled me, and he found out that I had a book out, and he wanted a book. And he wanted to get involved. And I told him about everything we were doing, and especially in the last 2 months, getting ready for you taking, 50 kids and 5 chaperones to the Miami Dolphin game on the 27th of November, which is next Sunday week, and then Thanksgiving and some other things. He said, I want to be a part of that. That's what we want, people to volunteer. He went further than most people have ever done. He went out and started asking some of the members, some of the people who live out in Iron Horse and people he know in Palm Beach Garden, not Palm Beach Garden, over in Palm Beach. Within 3 weeks, you knew him coaching years ago in the AAU League. What he did, he turned in over $8,000 to you in checks that quick. Because he thought what we were trying to do, and especially when I brought up that that Richard Riles, who was head of the group, took 20 people the third week, going into the third week after the hurricane tore up Fort Myers, and for a day and a half, all the food and water that we put together to take over there, and the people were so glad. But most of all, what they were glad about, when Richard told them that I had made a decision that the Youth Recreation would raise, how many thousand dollars we gonna? Oh, 60. Six people.
60.
You're gonna take me over at Fort Myers sometime in January, no later than the first week of February, because they will let me interview and talk about how we gonna pick those 6 students and what we are trying to do with that. Now, why is that important? $60,000 is a lot of money, but it's not as much money as that we raised 2 years ago when our great leader, Ann McNeil, and 11 other people, they gave $10,000 apiece. We gave out $120,000. That's what we did. But in the interim, we had started to get back to start raising a lot of money for the kids here, but we got to take care Fort Myers. But most of all, that leads into Van Williams. Van Williams called me 3 days ago. He's up north to be for Thanksgiving. He is the provost at FAU. Well, the man read the letter that you put together, and because of the professor there, the man and his wife Evelina and Ralph
Harris.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ralph Harris and his wife Evelina. You put them on the new board, and the three of us was talking. He said, "Mr. Calloway, I really got to hurry back because I need you to come before the rest of the people on the committee at the college." He said, "You're asking for 2 scholarships. I want FAU to give us 2 scholarships for the kids that we'll pick to get scholarship from Fort Myers." And the reason why in our meeting, why we want to do that, because if they're in Boca Raton at FAU, living in the dorm, during the week, during the weekend, we have people to pick them up, bring them up in Riviera, West Palm, or wherever, Boynton. Mary DeGraffenreich says she works right in Boynton. She can help out. What we want to act as a surrogate parent. And some weekends, we take them to different churches and then show them around. Their parents can't come over here, and they don't know anybody. But at least we can fill in with that. And most of the guys think that's really great because now we get a chance, the ones who didn't send their children to college, we can be their parents for a while. So what do you say about that?
Well, you know, I always thought that's a great idea because I give the kids in those impoverished communities to get a chance to get out and attend college to get an education outside of their own city. So I think that's a great idea, and I think that doing the scholarship so far has panned out for us because all of these kids that have went off to college have came back and told us, you know, how much that helped them. So I think it's a great idea, and I think the people that receive the scholarship, the kids that are going to receive the scholarship, are going to really appreciate it and do their best and keep reporting to us and let us know how they're doing.
Well, the other thing, one of the things you got to do, I know trying to get all the food that the people have donated and donating to get ready for Thursday, you got to call Stutsteel. You had Stutsteel on the program not too long ago, but Stutsteel is over the panel, isn't it? And we are asking all the Greeks, the sororities, and the frats to at least one Jeffrey Jones is already from the Masonics, have already donated one of their scholarships to one of the kids that we're going to give funds out with already. Have him to call and put that on the thing that he must make time to go with us when we go in January, because he's going to be talking to all the fraternities and the sororities this year, put so much money from their account in there to help out with those 6 kids. Now, the other thing is, you got to remember, you got to call him and find out and tell his father where to drop off those potato pies. You remember he said something about the potato pies, and I said, well, the youth recreation will have,
yes,
and we buying all the cakes and stuff anyhow, so might as well with a black man with the pies and tell them where to drop them off. How are you going to handle that? That need to be settled or something like that.
Okay. I'll take care of that.
Well,
we can do that. I'll give them a call to take care of that.
Okay, now, how we are coming with the rest of the food? You got everybody prepared to cook what?
Yeah, everybody got their assignment. Picking up a few more items that we need to complete to make sure I have the right stuff to give to Kenneth Funderburk when he comes over here on Tuesday to pick up the rest of the turkeys and the hams that he's going to prepare and bring back over here. So, yeah, everybody's in line right now. We're working on some other stuff to make sure I'm going shopping again on Monday to get some more of the stuff for the people to prepare. But we'll be ready.
Well, Artie, it is very important. Every year I ask you to put a list of who giving, who's doing this, that, and the other. It's very important that we give business places like Benjamin School. 3 or 4 days ago, they called you from Benjamin because they had called me 2 weeks ago that they would get back. And this is the 10th year they have called, and you got a big truck, and you stole all kind of food. Give us an update on all the stuff that you picked up the other day from Benjamin for people to know that if Benjamin can do things like that, what about other places?
Yes, every year Benjamin participated in our Thanksgiving drive, and what they do is they have the kids and the staff, they collect items and food for the Thanksgiving so we can prepare these meals. And normally Dr. Amy Taylor could be the one who facilitates that and overlooks that, but at the same time she's out right now handling some medical issues, so we had a Mr. Riles, he stepped in and he did a great job. And we went over there yesterday and we picked up items such as all of the canned goods, a few turkeys. It's just an array of things that we need to make Thanksgiving memorable for so many people that who's going to receive these meals. So the items that we receive, we definitely need it. And he just vowed that he'll continue to do what he can do every year if he's in charge of it. And we just thank it. We thank the whole Benjamin organization that always participate with us every year and give back. But, yes, we had a great time with them. Got to meet it.
Okay.
Say it again, Ms. Calloway.
How many turkeys, because Derek McCray going to need to know that right away. How many turkeys we short? You said he gave us a few
right
turkeys.
Right now we still need about 28 to 30 turkeys to finish what we have to do between Belleblade and Palm Beach to make this Thanksgiving. But we need about another at least 25 to 30 turkeys would be suffice. But that's what we need right now. We're short on the turkeys and we're making a few calls. We got a few of the council people seeing if they can get turkeys. They've been short this year also. But that's where we are right now.
What about our hams? That's what we were fighting for. And we made the deal. How many hams we need? We were buying 80 honey baked hams.
Right.
And I had two or three people to buy me 20 apiece. So we about 15 hams or 20 hams still short.
Right now, the exact number is 18. We have 18 hams short right now, Ms. Calloway.
Yeah, we got to have it. Well, anyway, the main thing that we got to do is that you got that letter that you put together about sending out that every time someone give us a donation
yes.
or whatever. You got to do that, and we will work some out in January where we have a meeting and suffice to say we're going to make some changes and do it because of people need to be able to know that their donation, that they can get their tax write-off from that. And not only that, we need to be able to keep an eye on things like that to make everything run smoothly. So now, do we have enough people to fill both sides of the Lindsay Davis?
Yes, we have enough volunteers.
Center.
Well, yes, sir, we have enough volunteers to be on the line between the Mama organization and the youth recreation and our volunteers. We definitely have enough to to make this go smoothly and to get in there and get these meals out. Angela has a list of all of the organizations that look to get meals, and we'll be calling them out, getting them ready, and have them delivered.
Now, Ole, I know what you need those turkeys. You got to call the county administrator, because she was one. Told my wife at an AKA meeting that she don't forget. She said for me not to forget that she's working hard to get those turkeys.
Yeah, I did call. I reached out to Miss Baker the other day. She forwarded me to her. I said, Miss Kelly, I reached out to Mrs. Baker yesterday. She forwarded me to me on Friday. She forwarded me to the food bank in West Palm Beach, and they are trying to see if they can locate more. But as of right now, they are short. They don't have it. But let me know again on Monday if they was able to obtain any more turkeys.
Well, you gotta call her and let her know, and then call the director at the Urban League when he got his $5 million bonus from those from that wealthy guy. He was trying to tell me we need to go away from hams and give them chickens. And but you call him for me and tell him what we are short, and for him to try to help pull us out. Because he got a great blessing anytime somebody give you $5 million. I talked to him, what you knew, something about that. We got to have them all to pitch in, because they got to come through by Tuesday. Because we cannot disappoint those people. We can't do that. So is anything else about the Thanksgiving that what we need? You got enough people to serve. What about all those people who's supposed to fry those turkeys?
Yes, I got the people in line over here on Palm Beach, and Kenny got his staff over there. So we got enough people in line to get them taken care of and get them fried.
And
take them off the bone and have
them. Well, the Glades are going to take care of 3,000 to 4,000 on Wednesday. See, they're going to feed the people on Wednesday, because Kenny Funderburg and some of the people love to come over here and be with us on Thursday. That's why you gave him all that stuff the other day and everything. And they're so pleased, because every year nobody gives them anything over there, and we're the one. And people ask us, why do we take care of the people in Belgrade, South Bay, and Pahokee? Well, they're still in Palm Beach County. And when I was in the sheriff's office, that was where I put up most of the programs. It was a big story about me giving all those athletes funds and doing things for them. They don't have anything. They don't have people with that type of leadership. And although they got 7 big families with all the wealth, but they don't take care of those people like they should. We're not going to turn anyone down when it's time to eat. And right now, when the hurricane, what happened to the people the other day with all the flooding and everything? See, we got to just join hands. Now, how are you working on a meeting with the city manager?
I'll call it again on Monday, Tuesday. Can you hear me?
So,
I'll get on.
Yeah, you say on Monday.
City manager,
you
going
to call Jonathan. Okay, but we got to set that up because of that was a group call the other day, and I told you that we got to do this, and this is the best news. And I need to make sure Ann know about this. At the end of the show, I'll ask a question. See, what we're asking in the CRA district, some vacant land, just give us the land. We got a company will come in and build 2 or 3 triplexes for us. That is for the use of the people who were damaged, and their homes are damaged already, and they're outdated, and they need people need to be in one of those updated places. But when it does have one of those hurricanes, they'll be safe. That makes sense. That people can, it's like the Habitat Homes. And the other day, Benson said he's a contractor, and their company's building, and they're going to do that. All they want is the land, and they can take care of everything else. That means we don't have to go get people with the material, and get anybody to dig a hole or plaster a building. You can't beat that. Now, that's what really is helping me getting a little strength, because that's I know we got to do, because the other day you brought up in our meeting that, because I said that you find out how many places in Monroe Heights and down on the south end of Riviera, off S Avenue back in there, and those old areas, the damage of the with number of water. That wind wasn't that bad for us, but the water. But if the water keep blowing through the house and everything, and there was a lot, it was about 16 or 17 homes you knew that 3 or 4 years ago, the city manager, Jonathan, said, find out who roof, who windows need help, and the city can help out with that. Now, you. That's why we got to get with Jonathan. That's I know, and find out if Jonathan going to be able to come to the Thanksgiving dinners out. See, sometime he had to go somewhere, and sometime he stuck his head in there. Find out if he going to make an appearance. Because I need, and the other thing, I know that Doug Lawson, him and Dr. Botel, and Trodrick, and find out. Now, the other day when Trodrick was talking to you and I, he said he was going to try to make it. But I need to know who from the elected officials will be there with the shirt on, because Dr. Botel won't be there, because she's going to be in Europe or somewhere on vacation. So right now, do you have an idea from the elected officials and Jonathan?
Yes, I reached out to Abigail Hall coming up this week, so to let them know that, which one being up. But Trodrick said he would definitely try to make it there, because he wants to be a part of that. And I think Doug was out of town all last week to a meeting up there. So, but they should be back, and I would definitely find out how many will be attending our Thanksgiving program there.
That's good. And then remind them that December 15th is right around the corner, and they will be service. And somebody got to be bringing the greeting, and you'll tell the mayor that he's give the blessing. It's like the invocation and the blessing of the food on the when you feed those 300 senior citizens at Wells on the 15th. And then you tell me in a meeting that the chief of police said they won't be. They'll be there. They'd rather be servers than trying to help cook the fish and the other stuff. Now, how is that coming on?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. We spoke with the chief, and he said that he wants his officer to be part of the community, to blend right in. So they want to get on the line and help out any way they can, whether it's help putting the stuff on the trucks or serving the food. They just want to be a part of it. To get in with that relationship with the community. So with that HEP program and them being law enforcement on the L, they say they want to do their part, and they want us to always include them when we want to do something to let them know.
Well, I hate for all this stuff to be right around here, but we have no other choice. Thanksgiving is always put in there a month from Christmas, and you got taking 500 kids, not 500, 50 kids, and 5 chaperones to the Miami Dolphin game next Sunday, the 27th. And in the interim, 3 days before that, you got to feed 8,000 people. Now, it's not too much. God don't put no more on it than we can handle. And we're not going to complain about we are. Some of the guys was complaining and said so many things, they can't give so many hours, but they got to girdle up. Tell them just pull it through. Now, did you check with a minister, Philip Bazile, about how is he coming on with Tropical in a check?
Yeah, he confirmed that the young lady at the Tropical, the representative, has the information that they needed, and he anticipating on that being either cut Monday or Tuesday, but to be picked up. So he figured that would be done either Monday or Tuesday, since she already approved everything, and she would let him know, and he would let me know.
Well, good. Cause tropical, well, that was Ellen Smith, which we not getting anything from the garbage
waste
company
management.
Name waste management. They
good.
They
the
don't
good,
have
the
it.
Good, the good company has it down. Right.
Yeah, but we haven't gotten anything. Yeah, that we have. I never met the people, so I don't know. But we can't sit and grumble about it. We got to go out here and get some replacement, because there are people who want to help. We just got to do a better job of presenting ourselves and then follow up on things. Now, what is anything else you got for the good of the order?
Well, the last thing I want to talk about real quick is just that to make sure people know that after the 15th, we're going to be at the 17th, we're going to be doing an Old Holy Night at Inlet Grove. We're going to have a concert there that we like to do every year for the Christmas concert. It's a free concert. People are signing up at Lindsay Davis Community Center to make sure we have enough seats for everybody. So we just want to let the public know to come out or call in at Lindsay Davis or contact me so you can be able to have your spot to watch one of the great shows that we're going to put together for Old Holy Night on December 17th at Inlet Grove Community High School.
Well, it was a trio of you that I put on that committee, you, Shaq Leonard Jr., and Terrion Nelson. And last year we paid over $3,000 for the entertainment, the performance of the people who were on there. We're still going to pay those local people something. But we spent a lot of money on Helen Miller. She was fantastic. But this year, months ago, you and I and two other, we decided to stay local and we'll do just as well, because we will be highlighting Terrion Nelson. Terrion Nelson not only is the director of all of our music, she's a school teacher and she was reared in the area, and of course she's married to Lil Ray Nelson Jr., one of us. So one thing about that, she will be singing, and any time she's performing as a top person, that's something to see right there. I think that Monday, make sure you check with Wynn Oates and Alice McCullough at the Senior Citizen Place. They, especially my church, Mount Olive, because I don't need Mount Olive calling me. Why didn't they get invitation to the Senior Citizen Luncheon? See, because all they have to do is, always like they've been before, have the secretary to call Betty Hodges, and she'll get the golden age people. We have a senior citizen program, and see that they look for things like that, especially in the middle of the daytime, and they can get a luncheon and be in there playing games. And then have you put together the individual? I meant to ask you that about the person going to be performing some kind of music. Now, whether you're going to have some record, a person who plays records or whatever. Now, how is that coming? Because how are you going to get those Christmas carols? Are they going to bring something like that?
Yeah, we have a music DJ that's going to have everything we need to play the music, and the microphones for them to perform. It's all been taken care of. All they got to do is show up, and we got them.
Mm-hmm. Well, they love that.
Okay,
that happened before when we were on Fingers Island. They want to get on that microphone. Yeah, they want to do that. And that's the thing. If they love to do that, and a lot of those senior citizens, they either been singing in the choir at a church, they want to be singing in the choir at a church, and now when they get a free microphone to get up there and have fun, and that's what it's about. They always remember, that's the only thing it's about. Let those senior citizens have fun. And they always ask them, when you're going to come here, when you're going to do there. And we got a lot of people, like from Boynton, Mary, the Graffin Wright, who is assistant city manager down there, is one of us from up here. She was a Sheila. There's going to be people coming from there. And then Ed Walker told you that he going to bring 10 people from up in Port St. Lucie to see what the senior citizen. You are a table setter. That's what our senior citizens are about. We set the table. We the one got with the city years ago to build the senior citizen center. And everybody love to see something like that. They already got a wonderful program down there, but we haven't been able to partner up with them yet. But what is it anything else that we need to talk about today? Because we will have Charles Lee. Because anytime a man say I want to, he's from Philadelphia, and he bought a home here. He want to help, and then here when we go down to the wherever campus, whether we in Bogerton or wherever, we will be dealing with FAU to get 2 scholarships, and then ask some of the people in Bogerton to help out. Some way or another. But don't worry, I'll have enough strength to be there and make that presentation and get that done. But now, is anything else that we need to mention for the holidays coming up?
No, but Scottaway, I think we pretty much covered it all. And just got some work to do for the next couple of days, and so everything will run smoothly. And I think that's about it. You know, I know we're
Well, one thing about it is, how are you coming on with the distribution of the shirts?
I've been distributing the shirts to our staff, and I was able to get Pastor LaFleur got his shirts. Gwen and Barbara and Alice, the senior citizens, going to give me their sizes in the morning, so we'll be able to deliver those shirts. And I was able to get your sister her shirt. So we've been putting get them out to the community, so we can and also talked to the guys over in the Glade to let them know that we'll meet them and get them their shirts so they can start. Raising the money to get their shirts for $10, and they're going to work on that. So they want to be able to have all of their staff when they come over for the 15th.
Yeah, they need to have their shirts on. Now, the other thing, did you take care of Reverend Paris, 10 shirts, and my
yes,
sister?
I dropped the ball to her house yesterday.
That's good. Well, the main thing about it is Derek McCray is going to be able to set up a meeting with the television station. They have already said they'll make an arrangement, and they're trying to bring in ESPN since they did a story on me back in 95. They thought it was going to cripple what I was doing and getting kids off to college, and that was terrible because I couldn't retaliate or fight for myself because my boss man was the sheriff, Willie Willie. He said, I don't even say nothing. Say, I signed your check. You don't have to worry about nothing. See, when I was giving all the money to pay for things for those kids in Belgrade, they didn't have anything. And if I had to do it again, I'd do the same thing. And we should be doing that. I'm not going to let those kids go without anything to wear to a prom and have the opportunity to enjoy something because you only do it one time in life because once you finish high school, you don't go to no more proms. But anyway, I think that we got to go and make a concerted effort that we got to get more people on our board, and each one I'll have to give them a new assignment. I think every board director need to that we put on the new board, they need to be able to raise $10,000 a year. See, because of my day of going and making a presentation and going here, there, and hither, I can't do that. Physically, I'm not supposed to get mentally involved because it takes too much out of me, and from the surgery I had, that doesn't help where I had to have that. I know that. But I do know that as long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to try to look after people who are what we call disadvantaged, or whatever label you want to put on them, that we got to do better because we know better. And I know better because we've been doing this for 60 years. So we are coming to the close of the program.
Yes.
And come on in and give us our Santa Claus remark and tell us what we need to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great, 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 great comments. A lot of it, things happening for Thanksgiving and also for Christmas. So if it's possible, we can give either one of your phone numbers for those who are listening in and they have questions. So if either one of you would like to give your closing comments and a way people can reach you, it would be great.
Well, they can reach me at my home number, 561 is the area code. 848-4991 is listed in the book. And rather than call on the cell phone, because it's not listed in the book, and Artie can give his number, so between the two numbers, they can always reach us. Because I don't care how close we are to Thanksgiving and what a lot of people have given us, I can tell you they have done a wonderful job, but every day somebody going to walk up, even the day of Thanksgiving, and ask, can I get so many meals? And we can't afford to turn them down. We just can't afford to do that because we are their last line. Artie?
Yes, my closing comments, as always, I look forward to our Thanksgiving meals giveaway because it's what our community needs. And for the amount of people that we have every year that we choose to serve and has signed up for this program shows that it's needed. So whoever wants to contact me, you can call it 561-201-9358, and I will definitely get back with you and have yourself a great weekend. And if we don't see you and talk to you again by Thanksgiving, enjoy your Thanksgiving with us.
Well, I need to, my last remark is that on the, 15th of December at 12 o'clock at Wells
yes.
For our Christmas dinner for the senior citizen. I would be remiss if I didn't say this because I'm so impressed with her. Being the person that I've known putting all her life and her family, she's our guest speaker, our director, our program who put this all this idea together, Ann McNeil. Ann McNeil will be our guest speaker. Now, whether she has on her Santa Claus hat or suit, I don't know about that, but she's the speaker. You ready for that, Ann?
Absolutely. Always ready to serve, Mr. Calloway. Always ready to serve.
I got you. Well, that's where we are.
All right, everybody. Thank you so very much. We'll see everybody next Sunday, same place, same time. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to hashtag I am Riviera Beach, hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. Everybody have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.